Racism, journalism, hypnotism, terrorism. Where's the wisdom? They attacked the nations in Africa, made them catch their man-made AIDS with polio vaccinations, and they drive their Mitsubishis. Belief in mystic genies and watching TV distracts us from another Lisbon treaty. Planet permissions, this planet's position, brainwashed with religion to accept their fascist decisions. People panicking, no paladin, no patron saint, battling to stay awake, pineal gland cluttered by what's in our water as a Celtic warrior, breaking every barrier. I was surprised when I realized if you believe a lie, then you can fill a lie detector like an actor in a part. Society's a stage, and the masters of the art are the laughter in the dark. Rest assured, we will not be terrorized, and this revolution will not be televised. What's missing for Jupiter? It's safe to say that many men have been murdered, including William Cooper, for gritting their teeth and killing the seeds of evil. These people scatter on the compost of false religious belief. It's not gonna stop by watching Top of the Pops. We need to bring cheese to this establishment, but not with the truck or a box, cause the ones at the top that are calling the shots like they've got it all locked. But my passion is burning like a Molotov cocktail, and my will to fight is still strong as an ox. Honest to God, habits make a mind state, and if you cut jobs and raise drug prices, it raises the crime rate. Freedom of speech means I can teach about the priest's reason to preach a fallacy that has me breathing the leaf of tobacco plants. But the truth is, there shouldn't be a they controlling each other. It's made the mess we see today.
I still have a dream to see past the sickness and know what to really be free is. I still have a dream. I know you can't see this, but people, you got to believe it. I still have a dream. The secrets to know what to really be free is, so be it. I still have a dream.
Terror is here, but we're all blinded. Chameleon governments hold info, so we don't know they're behind it. Bright media lights shine in all of our eyes. Run the educate, exaggerate the problems of mankind. Now there's violence around us, no escaping its founders. Rebellion, martial law, and then they'll appoint us. Got a pain in my leg, must be my FEMA. Black blood being spilled over
Oscar Mary Lima.
How can we just sit back and let this all happen? Like guards at the gate that got caught out napping. I invented a cure for cancer using radio waves, replacing chemical placebos with herbal remedies. Who let the dogs out? It turned into swine flu. It wasn't on the news, cause it wasn't supposed to. This is expression, revolutionary lyrical art. I'm Irish through and through, and I've got fire in my heart. I'm a soldier, I told you, bend you, then fold you. Knowledge is my burden, got a lot on my shoulders. Don't shoot the messenger, stay away, I'm telling you. Listen if you like, but I'm not gonna yell at you. Blinded with money, I'm going green with envy. Thoughts on this corporate world, fucking tormenty. Do you sometimes feel weak and empty? Do you think TV is there to help you? Working, sleeping, drinking, but nobody's living. Lab rats in the maze is the life we've been given. Hold up, I think I'm gonna sneeze. Zeitgeist, did I say zeitgeist? Oops, there, I said it twice, nice. Yeah, this is a prank. My name is George Yank, and I work at the bank. I'll tell you everything, then I gotta catch a flight. I want this all in the open, in plain sight.
I still have a dream to see past the secrets and know what to really be free is. I still have a dream. I know you can't see this, but people, you got to believe it. I still have a dream. The secrets to know what to really be free is, so be it. I still have a dream. This nation will rise up.
Cannabis blazes will rattle your cages.
Truth like hot rocks burning holes in the pages.
I'm working so hard, trying to change tomorrow.
I'm a fucking revolutionary like I'm Che Guevara.
They try to use statutes to catch you,
but I comfortably bargain on the gospel of Mark.
Making me swear on the book that preaches equality.
I came from the clay, so you can't put laws on me.
8,000 years of Celtic mythology.
I demand an apology. This farce makes a mockery
of me, my mind, and my spirituality.
My words are just as valid as anyone's actually.
So what is reality?
Somebody challenge me.
That's your reality, fine.
Don't interrupt mine.
We write for the message and not for what sells.
Ancient Irish knowledge straight out of the Book of Kells.
The Irish people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, the secret oath, and the secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
Good evening.
And good evening and welcome to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on People's Internet Radio. That's www.peoplesinternetradio.com, where we are seeking solutions. And tonight I have a really, really good show for you. I'm just a lucky man to have Out of the Bag coming to you live every week. I have two fantastic guests tonight. I have Ollie Damagard, who is basically blazing a trail around the place, going on various radio shows, and I don't know how he heard of us, but here he is on Out of the Bag on People's Internet Radio. I'm absolutely honoured to have him on Out of the Bag this week. He humbly believes that he's now managed to solve one of the century's biggest murder mysteries. Gotta find out what that's all about. He also wants to link it to many, many other political events, like the killing of JFK, John Lennon, Robert Kennedy, Che Guevara, just all of it. I mean, it really does look like he has some answers to some questions that we've been looking for many, many years. And maybe he will also talk about, you know, the New World Order's agenda that some of us know and some of us don't. And also talking about false flag operations all over the world, how they affect us, how they happen, why they happen. Really, really looking forward to talking to Ollie very, very soon. And immediately after that, around the 11 o'clock mark, I will be inviting back onto Out of the Bag our old friend, shouldn't say old, wonderful, wonderful to have Max Egan returning to us to chat to me about what's happened since he claimed and proclaimed on the last show that the gloves have come off. So I'm really looking forward to this show. The gloves are off indeed. Really looking forward to it. I also want to say that it was very, very nice being able to sit in for Vin on Sunday. Hope he had a fantastic wedding anniversary, him and Debbie celebrating their 21st wedding anniversary. I said I wouldn't say a word about it, but you know what? I just did. So anyway, before we move on and I introduce Ollie Damagard to Out of the Bag, I want to tell you a little bit about the music that I am going to be playing tonight. Basically, my good friend, you've heard him on my show many times, Grov Malofsky, or Graham Maley. Well, he was in a band that formed in 1985 called Asia Fields. One of my favourite bands at the time. They were sort of up there with, in my mind, REM and In Spiral Carpets. But anyway, they split in 2000 after recording the aptly named title, The Good Goodbye. They were definitely forerunners of that Manchester scene. They've been played with bad luck. But you know what? I want to play a few of their tunes tonight and hope you enjoy them. And we have permission to leave them in the podcast. So that's really, really good stuff. Now he's with the Homelies. Grov has just finished an album of truth songs called Know Who You Are. And in fact, that is one of the tracks I will be playing by Asia Fields tonight. It is called Know Who You Are. But first of all, let's play the first track that I have lined up for tonight by Asia Fields called Waking Up.
sober and the lifestyle they show ya. Well, maybe there ain't nothing there for me. Use your life, break the fear inside. Use your life. How before you ever
welcome back to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on People's Internet Radio. That's www.peoplesinternetradio.com, where we are seeking solutions. And that was a track by Asia Fields called Waking Up. And isn't that what we're trying to do? Isn't that what we're trying to be? We're trying to be waking up to all the truth, all the facts and all the rest of it. And my first guest has definitely been doing that fine job, waking us up to lots and lots of truths about what's going on out there and a lot of the great research he has done. I'm hoping to welcome onto Out of the Bag, Ollie Damigard. Are you with me?
I sure am. Thank you so much, Sean, for having me on.
You are more than welcome. Welcome to Out of the Bag on People's Internet Radio. And really excited to have you on since going public, as they say, when you asked to come on and letting people know. I've had so many messages and responses and emails and private messages from people telling me how they're really, really looking forward to tonight and hearing you, Ollie.
Happy to hear that. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. So the thing is, where do we bloody start? Because it goes in a circle, doesn't it? And it all sort of points to the same people. So maybe I'll just hand it over to you and say, look, are we going to go down the JFK route, the Olaf Palme route, just go straight for the false flag operations, the murder of rock stars? You tell me, Ollie, where do you want to go? Do you want to tell them a little bit about yourself first, maybe?
Would it be okay if I read out some lyrics I wrote for a song in 1997? They just came to mind with your introduction when you said this thing about waking up. Would that be okay?
Do you know what? No. Of course it's okay, Ollie.
Okay.
Listen, I'm a performing poet, and any time you want a poem during the 2 hours you're on this show, just ask. Okay, so Ollie, go ahead with your lyrics. We'd love to hear them.
Okay. This was, I wrote this in 1997. It was for my album From Prison to Paradise. And it goes like this, because it's, I think what these lyrics says is very straight to the point to this very day, and it's going to say a lot about the things we're going to talk about. So bear with me.
No,
from prison to paradise. Once upon a time, in a place not far from here, there was so much loneliness, despair, and oh, so much fear. Darkness ruled all over the land. There was lightning in the sky. Was in wars and separation with no one knowing why. These evil times raised leaders disguised as kind and true, hiding the truth in misty fog so only very few people knew. Controlled by an elite few, manipulating you and me, closing out the light and power that can make us all be free. And then the chorus, wake up, we gotta wake up, we gotta wake up now. Forced by invisible powers, demanded to conform into shapes unknown to mankind, made him totally drowned in debt and sorrows, blamed a lot, made men believe to be inferior, feeling tiny like a dot. And then we come to 2014. But then came times of change, covering countries and their towns. Few became many, and soon the prison walls came down, starting with the men in the mirror staring right back into their eyes, understanding that this was a chance to stop those hideous lies. Unhappiness is merely an illusion of misery based on brainwash and a misconception of true reality. From now on, let's build bridges between our souls and hearts so we together can rejoice when the final change comes to its start. Wake up, we gotta wake up. Wake up, we gotta wake up now. Turning prison into paradise may seem too much to achieve, but believe me, it only takes one strong spirit to be free. The true power of a pyramid is never ever at the top. Instead, it's we the people that can make this global game stop. Did you get it? Wake up, we gotta wake up. It has to stop.
Fantastic. Is that, I haven't cut across you yet. That was the end.
That was the end.
Oh, fantastic. That's really brilliant. And so are you in a band now? Are you writing lyrics and playing music?
No, I tell you, I was a guitarist, a blues harp and singer in a band for about 8 years.
Brilliant.
But then I got a family and we moved to Spain. I was more or less I can tell you about it, but my research has put me into some really dangerous areas. I had two friends that got murdered and I got threatened as well. So I decided to leave Sweden and now I live in Spain.
I hear you. I hear all about it. I know people that are held up in Spain after doing some amazing things. Well, we've got work to do. And I'll tell you what, I do think that creativity and art and poetry and lyrics from songs, etc., can create revolutions, can change people's minds, can make people move forward. So, Ollie, thank you very, very much for sharing that with me.
Do you know, Sean, when dictators take over, when there are coup d'etats, when there are military takeovers and so on, the first group they aim at are poets, artists, musicians, writers. These are the people they fear the most.
So I've been told, Ollie.
No, it's just study world history. It's repeated again and again, because what these people can do is give people hope and visions and views for a better future and things like that. And that is the last thing dictators want. They want you to just be crushed and lose all hope, all dreams, all visions of a better future, all of these things. So I truly believe as well that music, poetry, the thing you can do with words, that is so important.
Absolutely.
And it's also a non-violent way of dealing with very difficult problems, and I applaud that.
And what can I say? I mean, I grew up in Thatcherite Britain. I even dyed my hair blue to show everybody how it affected me. Okay. Because she was with the blue Tories. But yeah, I was using poetry and music really to try and get the message across to people to take their power and to take their power back. Before we move on then, Ollie, let's knock it on the head, and I'm going to be bold and say, do you want to hear a poem?
Go for it.
Okay. Now, I usually say pick a number between 10 and 90, and then I read the poem out of my book. But I've got my finger actually trapped in a page, which I thought would be a good one. But it'd be great for you.
Go for the trapped finger.
Go for the trapped finger, because I picked the book up and I trapped my finger. Okay. This is called Warlords Sip Their Tea in Error. And it goes like this. The war on terror goes on forever, when it should be never. While warlords sip their tea in error, feeding us their nightmare dreams, allows them continue with their money-making schemes. Schemes, scams, Iraq, Iran, peacekeeping troops in Afghanistan, innocent civilians being killed every day. They have no rights, they have no say. Children being born with unbelievable mutations, the result of any nation with radiation contamination. Let the world know what is really going on. Talk about it, write about it, put it into song. Show the countries being abused in the name of keeping order are just the pawns in the capitalist game, the American and British disorder. There you go.
Do you know, Sean, normally I don't like poetry, but that was mind-blowing. It was so good.
Thank you.
So, no, I stand up and applaud you. That was beautiful.
Well, yours was pretty darn good too. So, hey, let's get into this wonderful, wonderful show that I have lined up, because Ollie Damagard and then Max Egan, and I hear you're going to be talking at an event together fairly soon.
I told you, this type of synchronicity is an amazing thing when you're on the right track. And Max Egan is somebody I really respect. And a friend of mine here in Spain is inviting him here. And he's coming in August. And that's the first time in like 5-6 years I'm not going to be in Spain. And it's just up the road. I just felt, oh, come on. You know, I can't believe it. And then it turns out that a few weeks later, both of us are being invited as speakers to the Open Mind Conference in Copenhagen. So I'm going to see him there instead.
That's
and then fantastic. I heard that he's in the second hour of this program. So here we go.
And that was total synchronicity. He didn't know you were coming on. You didn't know he was coming on. Can we share this magic with the People's Internet Radio people? Because they don't realize, I think, how fantastic some of what we're doing is just magically preparing itself in front of us.
But this is the thing with life, I think. If you focus on gratitude instead of depression and desires and all of that, if you focus on gratitude and focus on your passion and dare to go that way, life will reward that with this beautiful magic thing called synchronicity. These gifts just come in if you start noticing them and are grateful for them. The more you are that, the more they will come to you. And it's like magnetism. I don't know how it works. I just love it when it happens.
It is. It's just magical. I mean, I have to say that I go through pretty much every week with at least 3 or 4 days of awe-inspiring moments that even myself that has magical things happening, I'm still there jaw-dropped thinking, wow, how did that happen?
But that's because you appreciate it. You know, you see these things because they're there for all of us to see. But most people just pass them without. They're so focused on their own problems, their own whatever, depression. So they don't see it, or they just decide to close their eyes to it and say, no, no, it's just a coincidence. Instead of you embracing it and saying thank you for it. I really think, you know, like the universe or God or whoever you want to call him, Mr. Smith or whatever it is that is the creator of this space. It's just like when you give gifts to a little kid, if they're spoiled and they just take it and they're not appreciative and they don't care and they just throw it away, you won't give that kid another one. But if this kid really appreciates what you've done and you see that, oh my God, she's really happy for this one, she takes care of it, I think, I'll give her another one. I think life is exactly the same.
It's exciting.
You have to appreciate the gifts you get and then there will be more coming.
Well, maybe because I wake up every morning and think how lucky I am, then that's probably how it is.
Sean, you're spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on, I would say. Because if you do it from the moment you wake up, you set that day for a beautiful day. You just set the whole scheme for a beautiful day to come.
Absolutely. Well, that's why you are going to stay safe, Ollie. You are not going to be hounded by anyone, and we are going to continue to try and get these truths out to people. Now, we could, I could ask you to pick a number between 10 and 90 right now and get it over with, because I really am interested in what you would pick out of my book, okay? Because it usually is quite specific to the person.
82.
Okay. And then we're going to get into Tom Ewing's asking about Lennon. And there's lots of people asking questions in the chat room already, but I'm going to go to page 82. This is too magical to miss, especially with the synchronicity that has been going on. And it goes,
If it's written by Max Egan, then it's going to blow me away.
Well, it's written by me. All these poems are mine. Yeah. I don't do covers, Ollie.
I know. I was just kidding.
Aha. Okay, this is called Time Will Tell, and let's see. Trapped inside the confines of conditioned perception, we slide and glide through journeys of realization and truth. Secrets hidden within the walls of blatant deception detract us from enjoying eternal youth. Remember the child inside you, struggling hard to understand why we fight and war and strive to be supreme. Materialism forgets that there may be a promised land, and it's in reality, not just in a dream. Voices should be heard when they speak of peace and love, man, not ridiculed and made to live in hell. Happiness is contagious, and it lifts us up above, man. And the saving of our earth? Well, time will tell. There you go.
I'm just sitting here with a big smile. You know, I want to listen to the recording of this one because I want to hear it again.
Ah, well, you can book me for a gig in Spain. I'd love to come over. Anyway, Ollie, we're going to move on. We're going to, the back slapping has finished. the ego rubbing has been done. Welcome to
Listen, John. Yes. Listen, it has nothing to do with ego.
Good man.
What you just read to me was absolute beauty. You know, whoever put it in words was stunning. And the first one as well. So I'm not here to boost your ego in any way. I'm just here to appreciate what was expressed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we're going to move on. And maybe seeing as someone is talking about John Lennon, should we start there, or do you want to start with the main mystery that you've solved, the murder mystery?
Listen, wherever you want to go, I'll follow. The thing is that they're more or less all of it is connected.
Yeah.
So it's just, I would say I spent, for the listeners who don't know about me, I spent about 30 years of my life to uncovering what is going on in this world. I really done my utmost to reveal the secrets that are not, that are hidden for most of us. It's been a very long and in the beginning, very painful and scary way. Now I've come out on the other side of the tunnel and I feel a lot better. I feel a lot safer, just like you say, because now I feel more protected because I've raised the energy from being very scared and paranoid into being very grateful and high in spirit. Because what most people are not aware of, this global elite that we're going to talk about is very aware of frequencies in the universe, and that is why they try to push us down very brutally all the time, push us down in all different ways and shapes, because that is where they can control us. The lower we are in frequency, the lowest of all the frequencies in the universe is called fear, pure terror. And the highest of the frequencies in this universe, way higher than the frequency of thought, is the one we label love. I'm not talking about, I love you, baby, because you're sexy and you do things I like. I'm not talking about that type of love. I'm talking about the power of love, which is absolutely miraculous.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I would say,
I mean, Ollie, I can genuinely say right now, right here, live on air, I love you. Unconditionally, and that's really important, isn't it? And not in a gay way, just in case somebody says that in the chat room. There you go.
No, I know. I'm not a wee bit gay either, but I love you too. And the thing is that, you know, I see when you, people, beautiful people like Buddha or Muhammad or Jesus, I see them as super hackers who crack the code of the universe. And what they understood was that in this universe we live in, this so-called reality, whatever the problem is, if you meet it with a higher frequency, you solve it. It's like, you know, in a laboratory, if you let two frequencies meet, one very high, one very low, when you let them meet, what happens is they don't start fighting in the middle and come out like 50-50. No, what happens is that the lower one just get annulled. Just like when you walk into a dark room and you switch on the light. It's not like the shadow saying, I'm not leaving, I'm not leaving. And they're fighting to stay there. They just poof, go away. And I think that these hackers, like Jesus and so on, what they said was, whatever the problem is, meet it with love. Meet it with the highest frequency. The higher you can get, the better. So even if you're in a very, for instance, you're in a very scary situation, like there's somebody who's really threatening you, or police shouting at you, or want to bash your head in or something like that, if you can focus on a higher frequency, the highest possible, you will be safe. I can almost guarantee you. And the more you go into the scare frequency, of you get into his game, and the chances of you getting hurt are very big. The more scared you are, the more easily you get hurt. But if you can stay in the focus, stay totally in balance, fearlessly in love, when you meet these people, you know, I have this thing. If I see somebody screaming at me or shouting at me or something like that, if I focus and I say the word divine, I'm not a religious person, but I see myself as a spiritual being. Mm-hmm. But this word is the one that works for me. If I focus and just keep repeating divine, 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 that will keep my mind focused and not being able to slip into fear mode. Yeah. And then when I look at this screaming face, I just think, you know, he's somebody's father, he's somebody's son, he's somebody's brother. I love you. Divine, divine, divine. And I tell you, I've been to war zones. I've been in many different dangerous situations. And what happens, it's magical. Mm. If you do not get into fear mode, there's something that sparks, you know. And then a few minutes later, maybe you're walking down the street, you know, he's telling you about that his wife doesn't understand him, and can he buy you a beer or things like that. But something diffuses the violent tendency in this awful, dangerous game. I say your love is the way to go. That is the way to go.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's such a simple thing to tell people, and because the control mechanisms and the conditioning of religious indoctrination, education, cultures, and all the rest of it complicate things. People are so used to things being complicated for them that they don't see the simplicity in it all.
Do you know, there's a book called The Course in Miracles, and it says, "It's." I think it's the first sentence. It says more or less something like, in life, there are two choices, love or fear. If you get it, indirectly it says, if you're not that thick, this would be enough for you to get. But then, since you are a human being, I will need to write another 1,100 pages where I say the same thing in different variations. But that is the truth. Every single choice we make, there are two options, love, fear. The more you manage to choose love, the better your life will be. I tell you, life will be. Whatever the situation, if you manage to choose that one, you're better off.
And we can simplify it too, Ollie, because there are people who are still loving, caring, wonderful people, but they're living in a false reality due to maybe religious indoctrination or education or culture, as I just said. And what I've found is that it's very, very good to tell those people who I know are loving and do love, just to tell them to replace it negative with positive. Just, that's a real easy scientific one to be able to say as well. If you're going to be filling your mind with negative thoughts, you're going to be attracting negativity. If you're going to replace those negative thoughts with positivity, look how your life will change. See the reality of it.
It's a universe of frequencies. You know, whatever you look at, it has a frequency. You look through a microscope, the closer you get, you will see in the end, it's a matter of frequency and magnetism. So whatever you send out, your thoughts are so powerful. People are not aware of that. You're so powerful with your thoughts, because what you focus on and add a feeling to will be drawn into your life. If it's a positive or negative feeling, doesn't matter. But the thought and then add a feeling, that is when it's being pulled in. So do yourself a favor, focus on good things and add gratitude and your life will drastically change, I tell you,
yeah,
for the better.
It really does. I mean, you know, we've all been through the mire. We all have learning curves. We're still learning. You know, all of us are still learning, or else we wouldn't be on this level right now with all the, I suppose, negative injustices and wars and crimes and maiming and raping going on around the world. So we've still all got lots to learn. But it is a case of now so many people are waking up to what's really going on and to who they are and their power and how they can create what's going on. I just don't want 3 billion people who, you know, are Christians reading the Bible to go, end of times, four horses of the apocalypse, we're going to end up in hell. You know, because if that's consciousness, I don't want any part of it.
The only one you can be responsible is the one looking back at you in the mirror.
That'll
every single one of us just need to focus on that one and our way of judging others. If we can change that and get away with the judgment and just get the thoughts cleaner, the life around you will change. So don't focus on changing other people, and at least not billions of them, because then you're in for a massive, painful journey.
Well, I'm just a bit upset, you know. I'm a bit upset that so many people have this falsehood in their lives. And I'm not saying, you know, I know better. I'm just saying that I know it's not true. You know, I can't tell you what I do know. I can't tell you what I don't know. I can only tell you what I do know. And I do know that these people are being lied to and controlled and put into fear and negativity. And that's not judging an individual. That's their whole culture. That's their whole, you know, their generations and generations of families who are lied to. There's no blame proportion to anybody or anything. It's just a case we've got to cop on, wake up and sort this world out that we're in.
I say back to the mirror and clean that one and then live by example. And the more you live by example, the more you will start attracting people like-minded that are really at the position in their life where they want to wake up to the facts that you are talking about. Because it's a very painful wake-up call for many people, because they've been putting so much strength and power into these beliefs that now turns out to be absolute lies.
Yes.
So it's a very painful wake up call. And I think it's almost like when you lose somebody you love, first you go through all these stages, you know, when you start discovering that the world around you is not what you thought it was. So first there's this disbelief. When somebody comes and tells you all these things and you're like, oh, come on, you must be kidding. Go away. I don't want to hear anything. But then once you start waking up to the fact that this person wasn't actually lying to you, then you start studying yourself. And many people get very obsessed, you know, about getting into the rabbit hole to see how deep it is. And they go into anger and sadness, sorrow, frustration. They start spewing out this very black energy to everyone that doesn't want to hear, you know, family members, friends. It's like, oh, come on, please shut up. I can't take it anymore. And I would say that is part of the process, but it's not the way to go, because you will just push people away from you instead of the way I would suggest after 30 years of going through different stages. The way is love is the way. Information is also the way. Transparency is the way. Fearlessness is the way.
Definitely.
I don't know what to call it, but it's like an evolution inside. You have to go through these stages. Just when you do it, be gentle with people around you, because you will notice as well what type of energy you're pushing out. You will see their faces going, oh God, shut up. Then you know you're on the wrong track. You know, wait until people are open for this kind of information that we're going to talk about. Wait until they will ask you, you know, when they welcome you, okay, boom, there you go.
Yeah.
If you're interested, I will talk. Normally I don't talk about these things at all.
Right.
You know, people around me, I never talk about these things. And as soon as, I've been on countless interviews, as soon as somebody says, tell me, I'm right there. What do you want to know? I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Whatever it is. And then I just shut up. And if I feel that what I'm spreading is fear and depression or anything like, shut me up. If I feel that I make a difference to lift people around me, that empower them how to deal with these type of problems, because we are in a very challenging time. If I do good, you know, pat me on the shoulder, go, 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 feed me, keep me going.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Ollie, I